Hi, my name is Zakira. I'm the floor supervisor. How may I help you?
Hi, Zakira. I'm having a little issue with these charges that you guys put on my card. And supposedly I went to your website and agreed to all your terms and conditions and signed up for a membership. And no, I took a survey that I got a text message from on my phone, and it was from my carrier. It said Xfinity, and I could win a prize. Well, I took that survey, and it told me to pick from a list of prizes that I would be responsible for shipping costs and shipping costs only. So I seen your guys' product, and I said, hey, these could be fun. Let me try these out. And I don't need them, ma'am. But I picked them because it was either a stupid flashlight or a bracelet or whatever. So I picked these. Big deal, $11. No big deal. I can afford that. I can't afford $200 worth of product and a membership. And then last night when I called, get forced, extorted into a cheaper amount than what I paid. I haven't even opened this package, so you guys can have it back. And I'll pay for the shipping costs. No big deal. But I never agreed to no membership. And I don't think anybody else agrees to a membership on that survey. It was a survey, and I won a prize. And I was responsible for shipping costs. Now I've had to agree to $135 instead of the $170. Or plus for a product I was never going to order again anyhow because it was just a trial ball. Hey, try these out, and then if you like them, you can reorder them. So I did that. You know, that was what I was agreeing to, not this what's going on now, ma'am. I can't afford that. Are you crazy? I can't afford it. I have like $135 left in my bank right now to eat the rest of this whole entire month on.
Okay, so may I
But
have?
no one cares about that stuff. They just want to take people's money and then force them to say that they agreed to all their terms and conditions. I didn't do any of that. I agreed to a charge of, I think it was 11 something, and for two things, and that was fine. That was cheap enough. A big deal. I'm gonna have some fun, tear up the old lady, you know, if they work. But I never agreed to this amount of money. And being charged and then being extorted to and forced to agree on a cheaper amount, or I wasn't going to get a refund. So, what
Okay.
I'm asking for is my complete purchase back, or I'm going to go to my bank and explain the situation. And I have the text message still. And I think if I click on it, I can go back to that survey link or two-way survey link, pull up your product information again. And show them that this is what happened. Not agreeing to this a membership and all that for 85 and whatever the charges are together each month. I can't, there's no way on disability, and that I'm permanently disabled and I get the state minimum. I could ever afford anything like that or want to. I prefer to eat rather than play with the old lady with a super pill. But $11 ain't bad.
Okay, so may I have your first and last name?
Jeffrey, Jeffrey Brown, Browne.
Thank you for that, and may you provide me with your address for security purposes?
My mailing address,
Yes, sir.
550 Brownstone Road, Oakley, California, 94561. And if I went on your guys' website like I was told I did, wouldn't you guys have my IP address?
Thank you for that, sir. And when you, I do see on October the 18th where you ordered the Viera Dax and the Testo
Yeah.
for $6.59 and $7.49, and you were calling in about
Yes,
the
ma'am.
charges of the $89.65 and the charge of $87.43.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, sir. Well,
and how I had to agree, and how I had to agree to take a smaller amount for any type of refund, or you guys weren't going to give me one. And I protested that. And this is no way anything I would have ever done in my life. And with this amount of charges, so why would you guys think I would want to do that if I only made a little tiny bit from disability? Why would you guys honestly think I wanted to spend that much money every month on something that I never needed, but was going to have fun with it and play with it? But I'm now a member and I'm going to get this amount charged to my card every month?
Okay, sir. Well, let me explain what happened. When you first placed the order on October the 18th for the Testo and Viera, it was where you paid the shipping and handling for the 14-day trial, and it was a 30-day supply that they were sending out to you.
It was a No, it said nothing like that. Nothing like that. I promise you. You actually have the web pages where I check, I agree to the terms and conditions of a membership, and it was a trial period with feed. No, I never agreed to anything like that, and I just didn't disagree to agree. I agreed to shipping costs because it was a prize that I had won, and I was responsible for the shipping costs. Nothing else. No other charges. And that was what I agreed to, and I'll stand in front of a court and say that's what I agreed to. I never agreed to all these charges, no way in heck. No way.
Okay, sir.
Because then I wouldn't have chosen that product.
Okay, sir. And if you did not call in within those 14 days of your trial, then on the 15th day, they were going to charge you the full price of those trial bottles. And that's where the charges of the $89.65 and the $87.43 come from. But as a courtesy,
I'll send them back then, ma'am. I'll send them back.
Okay.
I did not agree to those charges or a trial period where I had to either respond or give feedback. I agreed to the shipping costs like I entered for with my credit card. That's all I agreed to. I never agreed to no terms and conditions of being in place in this program when I don't need it. So what I'm asking for is a complete refund, not a $135 refund, but for the full amount that I was just charged this month, because you guys feel it was my obligation to agree to it and sign up for a program like this and not be winning a prize. Like I said, I took a survey and they gave me this product as a prize, but I was responsible for shipping. And you mean to tell me every single prize on that sheet that they supplied to me was a, you're signing up for a membership and we're going to charge you this amount every month, and if you don't do this, you're going to have to pay this? And no, it was choose a product on this page that you're still responsible for shipping costs for, though, not $200.
Okay, so as a courtesy, what I can do is I can offer you a full refund of the charge of the $89.65 and the $87.43.
Okay, and when will I expect confirmation that this is happening in an email? Because I was promised one last night for this halfway charge that because I don't have any money for food, I agreed to it. But I didn't want to agree to it. I was being forced to agree to it. And he said he was going to send me an email confirmation that I was getting a refund. And I never got it. All I got was an email discussing the product with about this company. That's all I got. Information pamphlet. One page.
Okay, so with the refund confirmation email, it would take about 24 I was to receive the refund confirmation email about both of those refunds.
Okay, and in that time frame, if I don't get one, my next course of action will be to contact my bank and let them know what's going on and what you guys have done to me. And contacting that company where your survey's at or your product is for a prize and letting them know what you guys are doing to me. Because I still have all of that information, ma'am. That's where I found out. What website did I ever go on last night after I got off the phone? I never did. And then I go in and I look in my banking information for the charge, and I find it, and I'm like, oh, wait a minute, that's that prize I supposedly won.
Okay, so, and it will also take about 3 to 5 business days to receive those refunds back into your account.
Yep, I understand all that, ma'am. But I would like an email faster than 24 to 48 hours, because I was told last night it could possibly be done when he hung up the phone.
Okay, so it will take about 24 hours to receive that email.
All right, I'll wait 24 hours, and if not, then I'll proceed forward. And if it is something my attorney's into, also, I'm going to contact him. And this could turn into a class action lawsuit and make it way bigger than it has to be. I just want my refund. I don't care how many people you guys have scammed out of money. That's all. But anyhow, I'll wait 24 hours. And what was your name?
Zakira.
Zakira, thank
yes,
you
sir.
So much.
You're welcome.
You have a good day. Bye-bye.
And thank you for calling customer service and have a great day.